Okay, I'm calling to order the Kenyon County Planning Commission regular meeting, Monday, October 21st. Mr. Ashley, would you please establish a quorum?
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Would you please explain the meeting procedures?
The Taney County Planning Commission's regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for any new concept requests which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and also to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the planning office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or your project name will be called. At that time, you'll be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, I assume everybody has had a chance to review the minutes from September.
I'll make a motion to accept them as written.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes will stand as read. First up for Ted Rock Traders is first one up for final vote.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, upon expiration of the current ATF federal firearms license, the applicant shall provide a copy of the renewed FFL to the Planning Department office. Third, no on-site customer/client target practice shall be allowed. Firearms utilized in conjunction with the gunsmithing home occupation shall only be fired by the applicant, ensuring that they are in proper working operation. Four, signage for the Table Rock Traders business shall be limited to a sign no larger than 2 foot by 4 foot, unlighted nameplate. Five, the Table Rock Traders application shall be viewed as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Six, all on-site sales shall occur Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., and Saturday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. I apologize. Seven, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Eight, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
any of the commission have any questions for John Holcomb prior to voting on this? No questions? Okay, I would entertain a motion to accept or deny.
I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion been made and second to accept Table Rock Traders as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Go, John.
And Esther's House of Redemption has withdrawn. We received a phone call today, and they were also going to send us a letter as well. The staff recommendations on SBA structures, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, a compliance letter from the Federal Aviation Administration. Three, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, should the telecommunications tower no longer be in use for the original purpose granted by the Division III permit and serving as an approved co-location site, the tower shall be dismantled and removed within 6 months of cessation of operations. And seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, Dave, I believe you had a couple of questions for
me. I had one question.
There was actually two, I think, pending. The first one, there was a question about the distance between the existing tower and the new tower, and I've spoken with SBA. It's approximately 30 feet between where the current one is and where the new one will be. And the second issue that was brought, I guess, was the question about the domino effect in the event that a weather event would cause it to the monopole.
Well, I was worried about the original tower in case it folded and catch a guy walk.
And that actually brings us to the point I was going to bring up is the monopoles have never actually fallen for a weather-induced incident. It's more, if anything, even though highly unlikely, if the guy tower did, in fact, collapse, it would collapse onto itself. In the event it hits the monopole, you know, that's never happened, so there's no, you know, study on that. But at the same time, it's more, the monopole's only 195 feet tall. The existing structure, as I understand it, is 245 feet away. So that even if, in the extremely unlikely event, even hit it and moved it, because the way these are built, it's an eight, talks to client, they start with a 22-foot deep hole. It's 8 feet in diameter. Drop down a cage with steel rebar, fill it with concrete, have an anchor bolt, 24-inch anchor bolt on top, then anchor the tower in. So these are very, even if it would collapse, the tower would collapse, it's not hitting anything, it's too far away. And once again, these are such extreme.
Well, I think you're missing my point on the thing, and I may not have a good point at all, but there's guy wires on the other tower, right?
Correct.
And I'm thinking if something happened to the monopole, how many guy wires is there on the thing?
On the guide tower?
On the tower in existence now.
That I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, somebody said it was guide three ways.
It's guide. I mean, it's guide in multiple directions. That is true, and that's one of the reasons.
If one set of guy wires goes down, the tower goes down.
That's true, and it will collapse onto itself. Still, the guide
that
tower.
One?
The guide tower. Because of the existing, the way the other ones are pulling it. Because there's existing wires on all sides. You lose one, there's still, it's built that way to collapse on itself. And kind of, it all kind of folds into a metal mess as the way the SBA representative described it to me. Because of all the guide wires, it really just kind of collapses down into a big metal mess in itself and around the facility.
How far apart did you say they were?
30 feet.
Essentially, the new tower
is right
close to this area, roughly. I guess, kind of in speaking with the SBA representative today, he'd really kind of indicated the same thing to me that if a tower were to collapse in a storm, that they have actually had more instances of guide towers collapsing that they really haven't had, I guess, an instance
of
what
I'm worried about the monopole unless something does happen to it. It won't stand the ice load. like the guide tower will. It's also right here in our information. And we have had some bad ice storms, and that was my concern. Yeah. If it went down and it took out some of those guy wires, and then those guy wires have got tension on them the other way, of it pulling it over. That was my concern.
And what I said is what I've heard from the SBA is when a guy wire goes out, it's still the guy tower is built to collapse onto itself and not, you know, fall like a tree. It's still supposed to, with all the other wires in place, it's supposed to collapse downward.
If it'll do that, well, I don't. That was my question.
How near is the water tower that's in the background?
I believe that's, I think Bob had the figure and I had it somewhere.
I don't remember the exact. Let's see.
Or do you only run that number?
This line's 245 feet.
And it's only, we're talking, what, 180 feet high?
Yeah, but the river is 245.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's...
We're not talking about it now.
Yeah, if you swing that line...
If you swing, that line, yeah, it's going to be pretty... And that's not an exact...
About 175 or 80 feet minimum, it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't think that the tower that they're talking about building is going to get on anything except for the other tower anyway, if it was to fall.
I'm not arguing that point at all. But I wasn't sure about a guide tower. I wouldn't.
Right.
Actually, if the monopole hit the other one
and
it's guide, it's going to come down. It's going to collapse on itself. But I don't know how. I'm not an engineer. Just know it. Any kind of boy that's trying to figure this out. But my CB antennas used to come down when I only had three deals on getting the high wind. But I probably didn't have the engineering in it.
I wouldn't know.
Well, it was up in the top of a cottonwood tree.
John, to your knowledge, with the company that you're dealing with, has any of these ever fallen?
The monopoles? No. Not for the company that we're dealing with.
Either one of them.
The guy towers, they have had an incident in the past, and once again, it just collapsed down, and that was a strengthening of the wire. One was off, and it did. But that's the only one that I'm personally aware of from my contact that he was aware of. But monopoles, no. It's just the monopole is just such a, with all that concrete and all the bolting, it's just a much sturdier structure from what I've heard. And that's why there's never been a weather incident with a monopole where there occasionally are with guide poles, but that's all, once again, also very rare.
Are they good with all the recommendations of the
I believe we've met the FAA. It's smaller. Yes. It doesn't require its own lighting. And I think the guide tower itself already has lighting, so it wouldn't be necessary.
I'm more interested in removing the tower in 6 months.
You can't enforce that. They go out of business.
We can't. That's why I say it. I mean, they know about that, but they probably know that they are not forced to do it anyway.
Well, I mean, they're aware of the condition.
None of them want to make a deposit.
Right. Okay.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and accepted. We approve it as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. There you go, John.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Nice evening.
Under concept.
And on this, of course, since this is the concepts, I've just put together some mapping. This is about all I've got, and I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here. This is just showing where this is in relationship to the county. And this is located off of State Highway 176.
I do have some additional.
Okay, great.
And
here's
shows the plotting, a little bit better detail, a few extra things that you requested in the instructions here. I showed where the electricity was coming from. There's no wastewater, so I don't think I have to contact the sewage treatment, Taney County, so because I'm making no wastewater.
Are you building a new building?
Yes, I am.
It says here conversion of storage shed into retail.
Currently, I have a Division One permit, and I started the foundation. I didn't get too far. I'm a little bit slow. I started the foundation. I started the footings. I dug in 2 feet. The contractors told me that commercial buildings need to have a 2-foot footing in the below grade. So I did that. I'm from Minnesota. We're used to going down like 6 feet, 12 feet. So 2 feet is nothing.
Okay, so you're not converting a building. You're
actually I planned on constructing the building before these meetings, but I didn't get that far. I do have a Division One permit to put up a storage shed, and then I pretty close to the same time. I came in and applied for a Division III permit to operate a retail furniture store, sell furniture, used furniture, quality used furniture, and new mattresses.
You're not changing the size. You're going to leave it the original size of it.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
So is he required to still have the one along with the three? We just need the three.
Well, and I apologize. We, in this instance, we haven't really had an opportunity to talk.
I wanted to build a building. I worked for the government for like 20 years in the past, and now I'm a single father with 2 kids, and I tried the employment thing around here, but Missouri's a little bit difficult. I'm trying to get in the groove. I wanted to build a building, a workshop for myself. That's why I put in a request for a Division One. I wanted some place where I could put my lawnmowers and clean my garage out and put my tools. I have a lot of tools. I have tons of tools. I have things that are unbelievable. But I originally planned on building a building to put my stuff in for my personal use, not as a store. But during my self-employment days here in Missouri, I've discovered that I wasn't making any money doing that. I was actually paying for the jobs I was doing. So I decided to pull my ad out of the paper for hardwood floors and carpentry work and things like that. And I got an old friend that moved down from Minnesota several years ago, and he was in the furniture retail business, selling used furniture, quality used furniture, and mattresses, and he did well, and he kind of was a mentor. So I changed my concept of what the building would be for. That, so I went and applied for a Division III. That's why I have a Division I as well. The gas, it'll be running on LP gas, and I've got an existing tank out there, and no wastewater.
Okay. Any other questions?
I did actually have one question, and it's probably more for the commission. I didn't know in this instance, and I've not had an opportunity to talk to the applicant about this, I didn't know whether to approach this one as a Division 3 or as a special use permit. If the difference between the two, just to explain this, if this one was viewed as a special use permit, it would be a permit that would just be granted to you as the applicant. It really wouldn't be viewed as a rezoning. And so if you sold the property, basically the approval for the use would go away, essentially. If it was approved as Division 3, it would be looked upon as a rezoning to commercial of that parcel base, essentially. And so this was one of those where I wasn't sure, you know, how you wanted to approach it and how the commission wanted to approach it.
Well, you'd probably be better off with a special use, and that way you won't change the tax base of your property.
Yeah. I spoke with the tax man upstairs here, and he told me he would just change it to commercial for the building and the parcel that it's sitting on. The rest of the property would stay on agricultural, but if a special use permit would benefit me in any way, I would appreciate that. I could use that. I'm trying real hard to follow your rules.
With it being commercial, is it going to be taxed commercial either way?
Is it all one parcel?
Well, but what he's telling you, I don't know who told you that, but he's saying the footprint that the building is on, or are you going to have to subdivide this apart
He told me that, as far as my understanding, the footprint that the building is on, including the parking and up to the road, so it would be an extra, I don't know, he didn't tell me exactly what the tax base would be, what the cost would be, but.
The difference between your commercial and your special use, you'd get a special use to use that as a furniture outlet. Mm-hmm. If you zoned a commercial, you'd have a building there that you could probably use if you didn't survive with the furniture business. You could change it into an auto mechanic. Am I correct, Bob?
Basically,
so you can change it. Once you've zoned a commercial, it's easier to change it.
The special use permit, there's really two things that are different. If we view it as a special use permit, the permit's issued just strictly, solely to the applicant, and it's also not looked upon, it's not supposed to be used for any future applications to establish compatibility.
Where the state owns the land across.
Yeah.
The highway permit. Is this parcel drawn in blue here? Yeah. Did you get that whole parcel off this farm on that side of the road?
I got 3 acres.
You've got 3 acres?
Yeah, Lewis left 365 minus 3 acres to the Missouri Department of Conservation,
right,
which is all around my house except for the north side.
Yeah, and that's the White River east through there.
Yes.
Well, then, he must have left some of the conservation on the same side of the road you're on to the south of you then.
To the south, yes. That 40 acres belongs to
the
Missouri.
Where they bale the hay.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Hmm. I've heard different. I've heard that he left all of it on the west side of the road and none on the east side.
Yeah, he left it all on the east side except for the house and the 3 acres he gave to the Neals.
I don't know what's the best way for him to go. Really, I really don't.
Well, if you think you're going to keep it as, you'd have to come back here if you changed it from a furniture business. If you changed it to whatever convenience store, or whatever, he wouldn't have to come back if he had his own commercial, correct? Now that's something we've been kicking around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Either the furniture thing is going to go. It's going to go, I'm going to fail. If I fail, I really want to turn it back into a storage shed and a personal shop. There would be nothing else.
If you feel that way about it, then a person or a special use permit would fit your application.
That's what I was thinking, too. That would probably fit the best if that's the direction you'd like to go.
But if you feel like that you want to get a business established and then someone else, well, you need to go the other way.
That won't happen because I don't want to get rid of any of my
land. Well, that's your choice.
Okay.
You've got two choices.
Yeah. Because that's... And this was one of those where I just had kind of struggled with that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to start a business to sell it. That's not my intention at all.
Well, we understand what you want. Well, I think
that's probably the best
approach
then.
Okay, we changed this to special use
permit.
Is that okay with you?
Okay, yes, it is. Now, do I need to fill out an application?
It's still the same application form and same process and fee and everything. So.
Okay.
One suggestion is you do need to find out what he's talking about as far as taxes. Because if he's telling you your footprint of your building out to the street, I've never heard him say that.
That's new to me.
Me too.
I'm just going to take
out the taxes.
No, we're not.
You'd have to have a
that's
survey.
That's just a suggestion.
Yeah, and a lot set up for it.
Okay.
So.
I would check with them. I would recheck with them on that and tell them that you're establishing this as a special use permit. And if it don't, well, you're keeping the property. And if it don't work, you're still keeping the property. And
yes. Okay.
Just come right out front with him and tell him what you're trying to do.
Okay, I will.
I think it'll work. I mean, it's just according to what you want. Either way, it can be done either way.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you don't want to tax the whole thing. But I don't know how they would divide that, just that little footprint.
Well, if he was going to make it a standard commercial property, then he would need to split his house off from that. So it wouldn't be taxed commercial.
Right.
Then it
that's
be,
what you don't want to do.
No, I don't want to do that. I was afraid
you don't
even
have to get a survey unless you have to.
Yeah.
And then... That's just a suggestion. Then you know exactly where you're at. We care less.
Yeah, it's not our responsibility to make that decision.
I understand.
But then you'd know.
But
thank
we will try to help you all we can.
Thank you.
Okay. Public hearing for this will be, what's the date on the public
and
hearing?
This one actually falls November 12th, which is a Tuesday. We've got Veterans. We've got Veterans Day on Monday, it's actually
Tuesdays. We might as well just change it.
Yeah, I think we ought to. And then if
second, third Tuesday, then we're going to interfere with the county taking a day off.
Okay, Michael, just
I think when I was in the Army, I'd
be back here on the 12th of November.
Okay.
It'll be a public hearing, and then the following Monday after that will be the vote.
Okay, thank you.
We had Armed Forces Day, and I jumped
thank
out
you.
Of an airplane
yep.
in North Carolina.
Deep Creek Storage and Office.
Okay.
Are you Sam?
No, Sam's got, I'm the owner, actually, David Jackson. Sam has some family health problems that he had to go down to Arkansas, so he couldn't make it tonight. But he's actually my contractor, and so was putting all this together for us. But
let's see what Bob. Do you have anything on this, Bob?
And really, all I've got is at this point for the concept is just the aerial photography, and. I've also included the site, the site plan that the it is fairly close to Bee Creek Apartments, and this is the existing building, and this is the proposed building. This is the site plan that was submitted. Let's see. It's probably the best view to. I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed.
Off the Bee Creek Apartments.
Yeah,
they're
right
behind.
They're right here.
Yeah, and there you can see where our property is there.
We just approved.
This is our Bee Creek Office and Storage owns the property, which we own, and I own the building there is DMV HVAC Systems Heating and Air, which we own too. And Bee Creek is wanting to build another 6,000 square foot building like he was showing up there for growing pains we're going through, and also some rentals, some spaces. It's going to be divided up four ways, 1,500 square foot sections each.
Sure. Is this already commercial?
Yes, it's on commercial already.
This is the one.
This is the one we're talking about.
Yes. Yes.
It's a definite, well, it changes the commercial aspect of it a bunch. I was one of them said it. I thought we ought to look at it.
And you're going to build this building? I mean, this.
Yeah, we're contracting it out ourselves. Is that what you mean?
No, I just did. You're going to own it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, me and my son own Bee Creek Office and Storage as a LLC partnership. Same as with DMB HVAC Systems.
And we got 1,500 square foot units, four of them?
Yes. It's a 6,000 square foot building.
What would be the parking on that, Bob? You've got one, two, three.
That's what always gets a little bit tough is the parking's partially based on the use.
And it gets
a little bit specific.
Well, he still has some area north of that.
Yeah.
That 3-cornered piece is laid out, he still has.
And you own all that, right?
Still,
yes, that's correct.
And the building, is it going to be built right on the property line between the two?
Yeah, right about where he's showing
right there. Where
it's going to be pretty close to that, isn't it?
Yes. It's going to come real close to our existing building and angle kind of parallel with the road.
Yeah. According to the artist, the conception of it is right. It's on or past the line.
As far as parking.
He owns that other property, though, too.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, once it's built on there, it's all
one parcel.
Piece.
Yeah.
And that was one thing I was going to bring up as well as if the building does.
If it encroaches
over the line, of course, we would basically look at both of those as, basically you couldn't sell parcel.
It would have to be put at one parcel before you could build it because you have setbacks on the thing if it wasn't considered as one parcel. You see what I mean?
Well, historically here, they've actually just viewed a lot of these as being encumbered lots, basically. I'll give you an example. Like, this is one parcel, but in reality, it's two tracts of land. Just as an example, even though the assessor assigns it one parcel number, it's actually two separate tracts.
And that's a third tract.
Exactly.
But it's all viewed as one parcel.
Well, for whatever reason, he's viewing it as two, the assessor's office is. I don't know if possibly it was purchased at two different times. I don't know.
Well,
no?
We purchased all of it at one time, but I don't know about the previous owner.
I don't know. It's kind of unusual. Usually, normally, if there's one owner, they'll normally put it all in one parcel number.
But they tell me lots it is.
Yeah, most of the time.
And I see you have individual septic systems?
No, we will be tied into city.
Okay. There's a sewer line right up
here.
Right.
Okay.
There won't be any sewer in this building anyway, right?
Yeah, there will be. I'm having to go through city and everything, inspections and all that, because we are putting a bathroom in each one.
So it's going to be more than just a storage building, then. It's going to be like a light commercial type.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be, and I knew this had changed a little bit. I knew a certain number of units will go with the existing business, correct? And then a certain number will be rental units.
As it will start out, is the first one closest to our existing building will be part of DMB. But DMB leases that other building and everything anyway. It's set up like that. So we'd lease that. So it'd be considered a commercial building. And then the rest, the other three will be rentals.
Be for rent.
And if we get those, we're looking at future adding another building's next phase, you know, on the other track there. Right now, all that is fenced off with an electric fence that is used for storage, like people with boats or automobiles, which we've cut out. We don't have, see the campers and things like that. That's what it was all originally done, and that fence is going to be coming down. And with the building going across there, we'll probably relocate that fence back behind it, close to the right of way, the property line. Make it still secure right behind there.
And the that is a residence behind every, correct?
Right behind your main building.
There's a chain of
some apartments. Not Bee Creek. There's some. I forget how many is in that one building, but yeah, it's not a home. It's apartments.
Yeah, okay.
These are.
Not showing any additional driveways on this or anything.
You're not going to add a new driveway.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, that's paved, that one up there by the 255. That's actually asphalt up to that gate right there.
This may show it better.
See, yeah, it's just got that
spot
right there.
Yeah, that's probably easier to see.
Okay.
But part of this is taking the fence down across the front and putting another drive on the other parcel where we have 18-wheelers come in all the time with equipment and stuff, so they can pull in, unload, and
so further north there's going to be another driveway, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a drive somewhere up in.
Yeah. But that'll probably come with the second phase.
One thing, and I wasn't even aware of the second phase, you actually could seek approval for all of it at one time, if you wish to.
Oh well, we wasn't thinking that far ahead.
If you're going to do a driveway, we probably need to look at that.
I feel like we will do the driveway.
Any problems with setbacks with that being a triangle piece as far as the property line to road frontage, even on the second phase building, how many parking spots are you going to need?
Yeah, I don't think, I wasn't aware of the second phase.
I don't know that you'll get a building on that second phase.
How many parking spots are we looking at?
Well, it lists them by use. It's by square footage and then by use. Let's see.
I mean, there's lots of parking spaces to be created because you see all those along the road there. That's along the fence that's there. And if it was asphalted all the way up there to the buildings, you get quite a few parking in there.
About the, if we just listed it as a commercial use, if we kept it pretty generalized, it would be one space for over 200 square feet, but it also lists it by specifically by use as well, which gets a little tough with.
This can be retail also, right?
It can be, yeah.
So you're going to have to look at it as a retail.
Can you bring in a little more sketch as far as even the second phase to see how things are going to be spaced out and with the parking? Have a better idea at some point in time.
Yeah, and you know, the reason you don't know nothing about the second phase is because Sam doesn't even know nothing.
That's what I was thinking as well. I thought the same thing, and I didn't.
And maybe I shouldn't even say that, but I mean, if this goes good and everything, who wouldn't? That make more use.
Well, we don't want you to come back in here for a second phase and it not fit.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that anyway.
Now's the time we're going to try to, we need to look at it, is my opinion.
I'm limited to what I have, and I know in the second phase might not even be that big of a building or anything.
Right.
It may be something completely
different.
It won't
different. Be that
big.
Yeah,
it won't
building.
Be that big.
You can't
yeah.
meet the setbacks.
Right.
That's what I was thinking, too.
It just...
But it could still be utilized or something,
sure.
as long as you've got a building yeah, there and adequate parking space.
Uh-huh. Which is
I think Randy's probably, he's familiar with it, and probably on their driveway and everything. I know probably work there, more likely.
I can see where additional driveway up on that north end would help.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, and you're not into the corner yet. There's plenty
no.
of room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very narrow up there in that point. There's not much.
Not much room to turn in.
So if we say, let's say I don't even know for sure if we ever do a second phase, and I do want to do another driveway up there, how does that come into play with the additional parking? We just, what kind of information do I need to know if I got enough parking area?
Well, I mean, one of the most restrictive is just other commercial, which is calling for one space for every 200 square feet.
So if I got 6,000 square foot, or does that bring in my other building too?
That was my thought, is we would normally look at it as one commercial complex, or however you wanted to say that. If you divided the 6,000 by 200, that would be 30 for that.
Yeah.
You end up getting it very well.
Now, I know even, like on this, would there be... are there any plans to have some parking behind?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what I was thinking, like some customer parking. And
is that where your doors to this building is going to be, in the front or the back?
Yeah, in the front.
Or I mean, some.
But there would be room to get around there, like for employee parking.
Yeah, some employee
that's
parking.
That,
and
that's what we're doing. There's quite a bit of space back there once it gets.
Is there any regulation on space between buildings, or is there?
There's actually not. Some places do have setback requirements between buildings, but there's not anything in the development guidance code.
What about buffer? Are we looking at plenty of buffer, or are we going to have to do something as far as buffer?
Well,
he got a lot of buffer there in the back.
Yeah, but
last time I looked there.
Well, or is there?
But it's already commercial.
Yeah. So
I don't know how you're going to handle it.
So,
and it's commercial next to it, isn't it?
No.
The only thing I see at the Bee Creek
apartment.
Huh?
Yeah, not to the west.
Not to the west.
There's church down there.
Okay. Yeah.
And homes or buildings, rentals of some sort, directly behind it.
We better figure it out now, because I'm
that's
sure
what I was thinking.
People will have some questions.
Yeah,
I was thinking that as well.
This is, I mean, there's no people are going to show up the next meeting.
Yeah,
you're
right.
All of them will be here.
I'm quite aware of that. I know another guy that's trying to build a building. So,
what is that area between the apartments there? And is that a house that's just directly south of you, right there?
This little guy.
That is zone commercial. I don't know how, I think it just sold. We were going to try to buy it. Norm Cook owned that. It's a house with a shop back behind it. I don't know how it's going to be used.
But it's already zone commercial?
Yeah, it's zone commercial. He's going to build him a new shop there.
In all sincerity.
So there would be no reason to put a privacy fence between commercial, right?
No, but straight.
I think you're more concerned
about
the
west line.
There's a That's where your chain link fence is at, and there's a row of timber down through there, ain't it?
I've already got that chain link fence that goes clean around.
Yeah, but the timber looks like it's on the other property.
You see it there.
Yeah, it's not part of this deal.
Yeah, I'm just going to take it and come back down probably with it. And
a lot of times what we'll see is a lot of times the Planning Commission will require a buffer of some type, either a vegetated buffer or a privacy fence or something of that nature.
Yeah, so you can't see
Right.
Well, we just need to get this all figured out because I mean it's going to be building.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to live.
Do you know, why are you putting it at an angle like that?
It's well, straight with the road.
Parallel with the road. And then also, I did want that room back behind there for like people to park.
Okay, behind it.
The one that's there now is not parallel with the road.
No.
Okay,
it was parallel on that lot. If it was built, you built that building though, right?
No.
It was already there.
Yeah, that everything you see was existing.
So that could have been built to be sold like separately because of the way it's sitting on that one lot, even though it's all sold together now.
Okay, what have we decided here?
We've decided we've told him all what we know to tell him and just watch out.
We're just giving you ideas that you're going to have to think about, just like the slats in the fence, the other road. You're looking at the amount of parking that you're going to need, and that's just for this existing building. It's not for the one that you may add in your second phase.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to plan on that. Now, you can park a lot of cars down on your, I guess it would be your north east side there, like you've got parked there now.
Yes.
So there's a lot of parking area.
Yeah.
But your road's going to take up some of that. It comes in from your north entrance and goes down through, and your building that you may add is going to take up some of that.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, your footprint of your building is going to take up a lot of your parking lot.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like that it might be a good idea to have that north driveway on this application.
It's already being commercial. It's going to require a commercial entrance.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a pretty wide entrance you've got there now.
It's
going to be about the same.
I need to make it big enough anyway. I got 18-wheelers that come in and stuff. So.
That gentleman right there can help you with that.
And you've got those coming in there now?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going into two driveways you got?
Yep. Yeah. They pull in there and they back up to our, we got a overhead door right there at the left end of our building. Mm-hmm. They'll back right in there, unload equipment and stuff.
And while we're on it, since it is already zoned commercial, what are we looking at it for? A building permit, pretty much? I mean, I know we talked
again,
about this before.
The same question is coming
we
up.
We talked about it, and I was one of us thought we ought to look at it because it is a significant change to the commercial application that we're using.
And,
but it is and it isn't, because he's going to use one of the pieces by itself.
Well, it was debatable.
Yeah, I know. Believe it or not, I'm not always right.
And
you are right.
That's the thing that was tough on this one. They originally applied for a Division 2 permit, and I came to the Planning Commission because I didn't know the Development Guidance Code just refers to a change of use, and that was my question to the.
It's a change of use.
You
in
mean
size,
the next building?
The amount of
no,
business
the one that he's talking about
done.
This one.
That's where I thought it would
Phase
be a
one.
Significant change and
remember
and
we
make
talked
a
about
footprint
it.
On the area as being different than the business you operate now. That's why I said that I thought we ought to talk about it.
I mean, I hate to take up your time, but I mean, this is something we need to. Talk about.
Again,
because we know those people are going to come out of Bloomberg's back there,
and they're going to ask you questions and us questions. Yeah, the more answers I got, I know it'd be what we got to do,
but we just don't want any surprises.
I don't understand
ours or yours.
We didn't used to do that.
My main reason to continue this on, we've kind of slowed this project up until we do get through all this. I know it's going to be a time-consuming thing. I don't necessarily have to have the building, but it's something I'm looking for the future because we have kind of outgrown where we're at. And
I don't see why we have to even change it if it's zoned commercial.
Yeah, I don't think so either myself.
We didn't used to in years back.
It won't make me mad either way.
It's coming in. It's almost, since it's on the brains of the sewer, it's almost going to have to look at by
Branson. How long has it been commercial?
I don't know. It was commercial when I got it, so I don't really know how long.
What year was that? Or how long ago has that been?
Oh, I've had it seven years.
Some people are going to come unwound, though, if they can't even come complain about it.
They will.
Just goes up there and builds a building.
Well, I think we can get out of it.
Yeah, we can get out of that. That's the easy way out.
I don't really.
But then they come and beat on me.
Well, it almost looks like it would be under more Branson.
Prior to planning and zoning being established?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Was it commercial prior to being?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
I don't think it goes back that far.
I don't believe it was.
Okay. I didn't really.
And it will go into Branson if he hooks onto the sewer. That's part of the process there.
Yeah, I think that's where it needs to go.
Well, they won't have the ability to annex it. They'll require hearings for connection to sewer, basically.
Yeah. But once they do that,
they basically have him sign a consent annexation, is my understanding, where basically he agrees that once he's contiguous with the city limits, that he'll annex in. But of course, he's nowhere close to being contiguous.
Yeah,
and there may be a Bee Creek agreement even. I don't know if there's a requirement for that or not, honestly.
I don't know if there was an agreement with the Bee Creek thing.
That's what I was thinking.
I can't quote you the...
Yeah, that's what I was...
I know an old boy probably could tell you.
Exactly. and so there may not even be a requirement out there for consent annexation. I'm not sure. I know you guys were going through a public hearing process for connection to sewer.
Yeah, the only reason we have to do that is because we are hooking up to sewer.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the city wouldn't be involved at all.
In this particular instance, I think, I'm like you, sir, I don't think we ought to look at it at all except for getting a building permit.
I agree.
That's the way you got to feel. I won't fight it.
And we're going to change the road. You're going to have to get... Brandy's going to have to look.
That would all be with the permit. Of
That's state road.
I thought Bee Creek was county.
Bee Creek's county road.
Bee Creek's county.
You have to get him.
In this particular instance, since he's going to use a part of the building anyway, it's going to be a kind of a warehouse retail type thing. Actually, is what it looks like.
Well, like I said, that's the way we originally started to approach it.
I think we ought to have looked at it, but I think since the man's going to use, I didn't know that you were going to use part of the building to start with, and this was exactly what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the new building? I did not know that either.
Yeah, and since it's going to be a portion of his existing business anyway, and the rest of it's kind of going to be a warehouse retail outlet.
Well, basically, three units will be for rent.
Yeah, and but it's going to be kind of...
One unit will be utilized by the existing business.
And one day it all may be part of my business because it's for growing, but in the process of getting to that point, we will have rentals if somebody wants to lease it out.
Bob, will you have control over parking spot numbers when we add this other building?
Normally we would look at the
so
parking
you,
with the Division 2.
Mandate other than...
No. There you get this all with
well, if that's the way the commission feels, I suggest that we just take a vote on the thing and we'll decide. We make a decision right here and now on whether we should get involved in it.
Okay.
Well, I think Randy needs to establish an entrance up there.
That would be handled with your Division 2 permitting, right? Yeah.
We could... Place really we normally on the Division 2 we'll put conditions on it as well.
Yeah.
That'll all be handled with the
in-house, as they say.
Right.
In-house. Okay, what is exactly the motion, Dave?
I didn't make the motion. But I think we need a motion if we're gonna vote on this thing.
What are we voting on?
Do we vote on whether it needs to go to a new Division III permit on this thing, basically? Or he will be covered and just get a building permit and work off his existing permit?
He's already got a Division III permit. It's already commercial.
For that whole piece of property.
Does he need another Division III on the property?
I do not think so. I make a motion for the man to leave it as zoned and pursue a building permit along with any kind of entrance, which will be documented by Bob in your recommendations.
Can I ask a question? Does Branson going to need anything from y'all then on this? Mm-mm. Go through them. Mm-mm.
New Division II permit's what they'll need to look at.
Okay.
Now it looks to me
they have no jurisdiction until you do hook up the sewer.
Yeah. Right. Now, if you wait until you're annexed in and you want to build your third phase, then you'll have to go through them.
And we have no say so.
Right? Isn't that right?
That's right.
Because we're done. I mean, we're done at that point.
Okay. And this annex.
You won't be in the county any longer.
Right. Cities.
If it comes to you and it takes you in and it annexes your property.
Right.
Then you're not under county control any longer.
Right.
You're in city Branson control.
Right. Here, it looks like this is the closest city limit.
And that's across 65. So.
Yeah, so I mean, it'll probably be a number of years before they're.
Yeah. And it will be.
Realistic.
Unless there's some major commercial deal out there or something, they're not going to go after.
Realistically.
Did you make the motion?
Yes, I guess.
I'll second it.
Okay, everybody remembers the motion.
Did you kind of see what I'm saying, Bonnie?
Have you got the motion down, Bonnie?
Yeah, I got you.
If you don't care, would you read it back to us? Or is that a problem?
After discussion, a motion was made by Rick Caudill not to require Division III approval.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
Told you, I wouldn't know if I
So, did. No more meetings?
You don't have to come back.
But well, no more meetings, but you will need to get with Bob.
Yeah, just get with us when you, exactly.
Okay. Now you're just dealing with Bob on this.
Well, thank
you. You.
Appreciate it.
You have to deal with Randy on the road. Driving. Yeah,
but that Bob will make sure that happens.
Bob, do we have any tentative business?
No, Phil, I don't have anything at this point.
Motion made. Meeting adjourned.